Well, it's always nice to find a way to win. You know, Pittsburgh, very good football team. I thought it was a very physical game on both sides of the ball. Both teams fought. It's always nice to make some plays at the end of the game and find a way to win.
What is it about Jason Yeldon's makeup that allows him to go out and perform so well in the clutch?
Well, that's by why he's been in the league as many years as he's been in it, you know, because he can do that. You know, he's got great tempo. You know, it's like a great golfer. You know, he's got that consistent move at the ball, regardless if it's a 15-yarder or I should say a 20-something yarder or a 55-yarder. You know, he's got the same swing every time and allows him to repeat it in clutch situations. And that was a big-time kick today. Pardon me? Yeah, he's fearless. You know, he goes out there and he competes. He'll make a mistake. He'll forget about it and come back and try to make another play. That's what you want for a quarterback. You want a quarterback that's going to go out there and try to make some plays and do what he did today, find a way to win, especially when they got the momentum a little bit in the last couple drives and kind of controlled the tempo of the game, making a bunch of third downs. He kept his composure and made the plays when he had to make them. Which one? Yeah, they talked me into it. No, we don't get a chance to challenge. In the last 2 minutes of the game, the officials do it upstairs, so we were trying to challenge, but for some reason, they would not allow me to do it.
Mike, could you talk about the importance of takeaways and something that's been lacking the last 7 weeks for
the defense? Well, you've got to get turnovers, and if you don't win the turnover battle, usually you don't win the game. You know, we were plus one today, but turnovers obviously dictate the outcome of the game. It's been that way for a lot of years, and it'll continue to be that way. And fortunately, we won the turnover battle today and had a big touchdown on that Tim Crowder's return with the quarterback sack and the fumble. We were in the third down situations. We were more consistent. Obviously, played very well with the run support. We gave up a couple runs, but it's a good running football team. I'm not sure how many yards they had, but they were a lot more consistent there. Probably held them about 120 yards, 130 yards, I would think. And they had a couple long runs in between. So much better in the running game. We still got a ways to go, but improvement. Well, they didn't. Some people wait to the last second. Other people. For a guy like Jason, he enjoys a timeout. He says he gets a chance to focus on it. So if I was ever on the other side of Jason, I don't think I would call that timeout. But, they called it right before the snap, which Jason seems to enjoy. At least that's what he tells me. Yeah, it was really emotional, to be honest with you. You got to fight back your tears. I'm sitting there looking, talking to both of them, and it's hard to keep from crying. You look at them and you think about the memories of, both Darren and Damian, and, you just reflect back on, last year, and it was very emotional. I really don't know how serious it is. It was serious enough to keep him out of the game. So we just have to wait and see. Yeah, just like we talked about on Friday. We tested it before the game, and I think Champ would have went. I just had a gut feeling that if he did go, that we'd send him back, maybe a couple weeks. And even though he practiced on Friday, when I looked at the film, I just didn't feel like he practiced at the level that I thought we needed to have him go out there and play at the level he normally plays at, or give him a chance to re-injure it and really send him back maybe for the whole season or for, 4 or 5 weeks. And I think Champ knew the best thing to do was to keep him out, even though, he'll never tell you that. Yeah, we worked pretty hard. We worked pretty hard on our run defense. Like I said before, we were a little off with some of our gap responsibility and its coordination. But I thought guys really responded well and, stepped up and beat a very talented football team that had a lot of momentum going for them.